Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland Zone. He makes the image where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talking about it. Hood Talk Radio. You talking about it, we talk about it, they talking about it. Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it. Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it. Hood Talk Radio.
Yeah. What's up? Hey, man, it's your boy A-Max, and we back. Y'all know what it is. Hold on one second. Let me do this one, too. Hey, y'all know what's up, man. It's your boy A-Max right here, Hood Talk Radio on a Wednesday night. You know what I'm saying? Just in a little profile of Keezo. You know what I'm saying? DG Gang, you know what I'm saying? Natural Born Bosses, Cleveland, Ohio. Y'all know what it is. I'm just here to let y'all know we're going to do this one, too, for you. And I hope you can hear me all right. Because I'm on live, man. 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in and get some of that. Get some of that. We back on the show. Everybody know what it is, man. And what we going to do is let y'all enjoy some of what we enjoying. You know what I'm saying? I got a whole lot of new stuff, you know what I'm saying, that's coming up. And y'all know what it is, all right? Like I said, 646-478-0944. We're going to talk about some of y'all texting and driving tonight. We're going to talk about some of y'all just doing some ill shit out there on the road. You know what I'm saying. So y'all be careful. Y'all know what it is. It's Hood Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Black on black. Black on black. OPN. OPN. Wish fame. And they thought they were going to be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties in organized cop killings, 12 Caucasians, and a Zimmerman, a mental Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with them. Black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along. Black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with the Klan. Black shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
What?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Paul Redneck has a way with words.
Yeah.
He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. The Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in a rhyme. Cause I was there, on the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can.
Yeah.
25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery.
Yeah.
Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets. They bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Hold it, Frank, wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison system. Touche. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison system. Touche. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. Cause all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, that's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one, no one up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead on all top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air, black power. The first pig never did, the fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Microphone up some more. Microphone up some more. There we go. Microphone up some more. There we go. Microphone up some more. There we go. 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 That's just to let y'all know, man, we can make music out of anything, everything. You know what I'm saying? I apologize for a little feedback and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to work that out in a second. This is boy E-Max, man. I know y'all miss me. And that's cool, because how do I know this? A lot of people be asking me and shit, where the fuck I been, when the show coming back. My partner asked me if I quit. You know? You just had to get some shit on my mind straight, get some shit off my head, do a little bit more learning. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? We can't always talk. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we got to just listen. You know what I'm saying? Got to read. I was able to, you know, get online a lot. And, you know, then I'm going through this unemployment phase. And I really want to talk to y'all about that shit. But, you know what I'm saying? It'll be, you know what I'm saying, maybe on another show. We'll set up a segment. I'll, you know, promote that shit. You know what I'm saying? The unemployment blues or some shit like that. But without crying about it, just pretty much laughing about the shit you got to go through to find a job. That's how we make it through. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, a lot of people, I'm not saying myself, you know what I'm saying? Because me personally, man, I had to quit smoking and all that shit. You know, unfortunately, you know what I'm saying, for my pleasure old meter, you know what I'm saying, put the weed down long enough, you know what I'm saying, somebody piss or hair follicle test, you know what I'm saying? Because buying all that little shit, you know what I'm saying, that heavy man, it works. But, you know what I'm saying, it's expensive, you know. Sometimes you got to do that shit Johnny on the spot. You know what I'm saying? So I would just suggest, you know what I'm saying, take a little chill pill, you know what I'm saying, give your body a chance to rest, you know what I'm saying, and regroup itself, you know what I'm saying, try to gain a few more brain cells. It might put you in a spot where, you know, your diction or the way you talk, the way you speak, you know what I'm saying, it might just, you know, improve. Some of us are afraid of improvement because of the way people see us and been seeing us for so long. Mm-mm. You got to let that thought process go, man. You know, A lot of y'all, you know what I'm saying, we all spiritual beings, but you put, you know, to me, a little bit too much onto all that spirituality. I'm guilty. You know what I'm saying? I'm guilty. I took it to a level where a lot of people don't agree with, but it's my views, and I keep, you know, I choose to keep it personal, but sometimes a person will walk into my bank, you know what I'm saying, try to make a deposit, and they end up making a withdrawal because, you know what I'm saying, they don't like my policies. That's okay. And that's my only message, that it's okay for you to think for yourself. You know what I mean? But let's do a little bit of that worshiping and devotion and all that shit to yourself, and make sure that you got some shit straight, because if you don't, then you know what I'm saying, you're going to be trying to borrow money to go put in the church. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't think the Lord wants you to borrow money from somebody and go into debt, have somebody pissed at you because you got to go borrow money from somebody else to pay them back. No, I don't think the Lord was set up, you know, for that kind of racket. So, take some of that motherfucking energy, put it into yourself, and, you know what I'm saying, you might just get a little bit better outcome. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm going to talk about texting and driving. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers do this shit all the time. Everybody, cops do it. They'll pull you over. This one girl, I just watched the news a little earlier today. This girl just, you know, fucked up somebody else's shit. Just got off of a texting and driving charge. She fucked up somebody's shit. And now she's back on the news again a few months later. They let her off. And if I'm not mistaken, she heard somebody bad enough, dude, where she's about to do about 10. I ain't talking about months. You know what I'm saying? Just to let y'all know how serious this shit is. You cannot drive and text. You cannot drive and read. You know what I'm saying? All right? You cannot drive and roll at the same time. I don't care how good you are. You can be 35 minutes from where you need to be. You haven't had you running late because you bullshitted around too long. You know what I'm saying? So you made yourself late, and now you rushing, and you're going your horn at cars and all this and all that shit, trying to get them out your way, so you go. Go, 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 go. You know what I'm saying? You can't roll while you're driving. You'll smash into somebody. We going to be going everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Another thing, man, this just bring me to this. I just said that word. I was on the internet a couple days ago. And I want y'all to check this dude out. This dude is from Canada, Vancouver, I believe. His name is the Marijuana Man. Okay? He got his own little live webcam show. It's on YouTube, so you can find him. You know what I'm saying? But check this dude out, man. I mean, dude be having some straight-up serious varieties. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, you can see, you know, the greeneries from the camera. You know what I'm saying? So your mouth just start watering. It's like watching a half-baked or something like that. But he made the mistake of putting his address out there like it was cool. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, I'm from here. I live over here, and I'm doing it like this, and boom, 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 boom. And while he was broadcasting one of the shows, somebody kicked his door in. The niggas kicked his door in, and it wasn't niggas. It was white boys. And they beat the shit out of that motherfucker. They beat him up, took all his weed and everything. And their faces was on cameras, so you know. They smelled good for a minute, but they all got 5 years apiece. Because they didn't go in there with no mask on. They figured because they was white, they was going to get off. No. No, thank you. What was strange, though, the camera only had, well, the ones we saw, the camera only had one dude. So unless he rolled on his niggas, you know, how the hell everybody get 5 years? I don't know. That's some shit in the game. You know what I'm saying? But just don't put the shit out there like that. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole point I'm trying to say. Don't put the shit out there like that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people listen to the show online. I thank y'all very, very much for being patient with your dude, because, you know, shit ain't always like it's supposed to be. But, hey, you know what I'm saying? We all have our days where it's just some shit that we just don't want to be bothered with right now. I ain't saying I ain't want to be bothered with the show. It's just some shit I had on my head. Y'all don't need to know. Y'all don't need to know. What y'all need to know is the outcome. You know what I'm saying? And what it took for me to get from point A to point B. And then from point B to the point that here I am. You know what I'm saying? Talking shit again. Happy. Situation ain't changed. You know what I'm saying? But I just feel good, you know, for whatever reason. You know what I'm saying? I've been watching a lot of videos, going to different websites and following different links. And, you know what I'm saying? Doing some still on my ancient studies and my word plays and my word origins. You know what I'm saying? Things of that nature. I'm still on this music shit, y'all. As a matter of fact, right now I got about 4 or 5 tracks that I'm getting ready to master and just, you know, talk some shit on top of them until, you know, we get right with them. Y'all need to hear that shit. So I'm going to put the shit out there for you. And just in case y'all forget, you know, Fridays and Saturday nights from 8 to 10, you know what I mean? We got Hood Tunes Radio, where we play local artists, local music. If you sign and we don't know you, you know what I'm saying, unless you're trying to benefit the station, we ain't really playing your music. You're going to have to work out something with our management, you know what I'm saying, or just send us an email to emax1@gmail.com. That's E-M-A-A. I'm fucked up. Emax the image one. emaxxtheemijj1@gmail.com. I'm telling y'all, see, a little bit of time off and me getting tongue twisted already. So you know what it is, man. Gotta keep exercising. I keep reading. I want to send a shout out to my nigga C. Blood out there. Reverend Bloodworth. Reverend Bloodworth. I'm going to send a shout out to him because, you know what I'm saying, he helped me express myself a lot. You know what I'm saying? He's one of those people that always want to tell me I'm wrong, and he right. So I don't, you know, because he's one of my homies from back in the day, you know what I'm saying, when I was running a little studio thing, you know what I'm saying? But now, you know what I'm saying, he's a preacher, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he got a whole lot to say to me. I guess he's trying to save my soul. You know what I mean? But I haven't found a way to save my life yet. So let me worry about my soul when I die. Right now I'm trying to save this life I gotta live until I die, okay? So he don't understand that shit, you know. But I don't care. You know what I'm saying? So shouts out to my nigga for helping me keep my mind alive, because, you know, hey, that's all I'm gonna say on that. I ain't got to even go into my details. Like I say, y'all need to know. Y'all know enough about me. Y'all know I've been to jail and all that shit. So it ain't nothing new. But 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in. You got any comments? You got something on your brain that you want to talk about, man? Just call. I don't know about you guys in Colorado, because y'all got some shit going on. You know what I'm saying? And I want to send a lot of props to you motherfuckers in California, but I honestly believe, and I hope this ain't no racist statement, because a lot of people say I'm racist, but y'all white people that moved out to California, you know, for the sun, and when the tsunamis and shit came along, y'all motherfuckers was on YouTube like a motherfucker, ooh-wee, clapping and shit. I watched a video where the whole side of a motherfucking glacier fell off. And it created a 20-foot wave, okay? And by the time it got to the boat just went up about 10 feet. And the motherfuckers was so excited about that shit. So excited, they didn't even move. It was a couple videos I peeped out on YouTube about the tsunami when it finally made it to America on the same day. The same day it hit China, it finally made it over here. I know there's some old shit, but a lot of y'all motherfuckers took that and took it lightly. You know what I'm saying? Look at some of the motherfucking videos, man, when those damn tectonic plate shifts and the water go. You can't stop no water. You can't stop no motherfucking water. That's Netter. Mother Nature, you don't know. But I'm telling you, man, when that motherfucking water come through, it's coming through.
Everybody downtown.
Oh, yeah. Man, everybody downtown. Who's it? Oh, I didn't get away. Oh, man. 30th Project people. Lord have mercy.
Man, we up the hill.
We up the hill for real, dude. Man, please, man. If a meteor hit Lake Erie, man, come on, man. Stop. You know what I'm saying? So, all I want y'all to understand is that shit is for fucking real, man. That shit is for real. Don't never, never, never stop thinking that the people that we elected to be in office and you know, the people that they hire to do certain jobs ain't doing their job. So it's up to us to do our job and keep our motherfucking eyes open on shit or else, you know what I'm saying, we're going to always be where we are. We're going to have a whole lot of cars going shipped off to another state trying to be sold as new, but they rusty as motherfucker up under the bottom. And Lake Erie water ain't never been clean, so if we get flooded by some shit from Lake Erie,
sewage
in every motherfucking lane. Oh Lord, we fucked. All them factories down in the plant, in the flat, Walmart, Steel Yard Commons, goodbye.
Oh,
woo, don't even buy nothing out of there. You know what I'm saying? We get too much bad weather.
But that shit gonna go in the valley before it comes.
That's what I'm saying. Valley, yeah. It's gonna hit Cuyahoga Valley. They already had some shit on their news.
The west side, Valley Hill,
Clark area, West 25th, down below the bridge. See, if you think about it, right there around 30th Community College and all of that shit, they got that shit right there by the. If you look at the schematics of it now, I ain't trying to be all intelligent now, y'all, you know, taking a different viewpoint from things. If you look at how they surveyed the motherfucker, if you look out from the projects across it, you can see the highway is almost eye level. Because you got to come down off the highway, you know what I'm saying, to get over to the college. Now, I don't think that they will put community college in a place that would be rich for flood. You know why?
But that's what I'm saying. It would run off. Feel the valley part.
The post office, most of the water would go down that hill. Yeah.
And it's gonna feel the flatter part.
Mm-hmm.
But see, that it gotta go all the way. That shit gonna rush all the way to Valley View though.
Valley View, Cuyahoga Hills, all that shit gonna be fucked up. Cuyahoga Heights, sorry, Grant.
Independence,
Old Canal. All y'all gonna be fucked up if some come
down the path it's gonna take from coming on down.
Now, if something from up here was to hit, you know, we got dinner on the lake, you know. But it would go out. It wouldn't come in. But it would just rush down the hill. It wouldn't come this far down, though.
It'd
flood the lake.
It's right out.
Mm-hmm. It's outside. It's outside, baby. Y'all know what it is, man. Hey, but y'all take care of yourself. Watch a little bit more than some Migos videos, please. Okay? I like the Migos, too. They got some hard-ass shit. I'm going to tell you motherfuckers right now, y'all will blow a motherfucker's system up. How the hell do you get on the microphone and scream so motherfucking loud that, you know, I had to turn on my reset button? And everybody was looking at me like it was something wrong with my motherfucking system because I took the protection and turned the shit on. So you can scream loud as you want to, motherfucker, but when you get to screaming too loud, it's just going to say, stop. I don't got to say a word. Because, first of all, You ain't put nothing in the tip jar. You ain't adding shit to the motherfucking playlist. And yeah, you want to come over and get on the microphone. And I said, please, don't scream and holler. And the microphone is up loud enough that everybody can hear what you say. The motherfucker looked at me like I was crazy and started hollering. And I flipped that switch. Oh, my brother's hat. Say it loud as you want to, you ain't got to scream in my shit. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Just a little one of DJ tales, man. I got a lot of them. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all know, some of y'all don't know I DJ, you know, sometimes, man. And it's always a beautiful thing. Each and every one of them is great to me because I always see shit that I always see, but it's a little twist every time. Different strokes, different folks, y'all know? You know what I'm saying? So, another thing I want to talk to you dumbass drivers about. And I ain't seeing this shit on my internet. Right here in the fucking city. Say if a motherfucker pass you up and shit, what is the purpose of pulling in front of a nigga to slow down again for? What's that for? Dudes, it used to be women do that shit all the time, compete drive. Now it's dudes. What the fuck is that? Yeah, the planet has shifted on its axis, man, but niggas have shifted on their axis, too. For real. You know what I'm saying? Man, wearing aprons every day, smiling about it. Shit, you know what I'm saying? Yes, ma'am. You can make your own money, nigga, and still say yes, ma'am. She ain't got to wear no motherfucking dress. I'm telling you, I got children and grandchildren, dude. All right? We're going to try not to use the word kids no more because kids, if you pay attention to school, means baby goat. I don't know no humans that got no baby goats. You know what I'm saying? This is, you know, part of our little, you know, educational series, how we, you know what I'm saying, bring y'all some motherfucking light and try to make you understand it in a way that you ain't offended by it, because a kid is a baby goat. So we have children. You know what I'm saying? So I would say something else about you motherfuckers too, but it's a lot of shit. But we got Reverend or Dr. Manning. This dude is a pastor. He hate black folks. He black. Black denim motherfucker. He look like George Forbes. If y'all niggas know who George Forbes is. He even got a fucking radio show. I don't know where it is, but a lot of people be dogging that motherfucker because shit he talk about in his church. Now he used the Bible. He always tell you, you know what I'm saying? The Bible said then that's what I'm gonna preach about. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's the second problem that I have, you know what I'm saying, with Mr. Manning. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck about his human titles or what educational background he came from. You know what I'm saying? To me, you know, being what they titled us or gave us as a race of African Americans, which we are because we was born here and we descended from African. So, you know, hey, you know, this motherfucker just don't look in the mirror. Because I'm serious, he just looked like the average motherfucking thin lip preacher. he fat. You know what I'm saying? Got a big mouth and he screamed hollow when he talked. And he don't preach. Not what I've seen. All he do is dog black people. You know, talking about how he hate, you know, black people. He just don't say niggas. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand. So I made a few comments on this, you know, but you know, the shit like that gotta stop, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We gotta find a way to love each other and shit and our kids because, well, our children, because, you know, if you look out your window, especially if you live in the projects, you know what I'm saying? If you look out your window, you can see the future. You know what I'm saying? how you look at that future is up to you. You know, but we got them kind of people that look out that window and see their kids standing on the corner with about 20 of their friends and say, oh, look at them. They all just getting along. I don't believe so. I don't believe that shit at all. You know what I'm saying? What I want y'all to do is take a few minutes. I don't know who's going to do this, but we're going to figure it out. Take a few minutes and chill out. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to entertain y'all for a few seconds, man. I was going to play this one song, but I'm going to play a little Woo. It's Cleveland's own. You know what I'm saying? We don't filter none, but you listening to Hood Talk Radio. It's your boy, E-Max, man.
I'm here, nigga.
Get down with it.
What y'all niggas want to do, man? This for all my niggas that's getting bread and balling hard. Hey, hey, balling hard and I'm doing me. Uh-huh. Spending all of my jewelry. Real niggas, they fuck with me. Cause like MTV, the boy sucks. I'm free. Who is me? Everybody know. Everybody know. The bitch who cuts is everybody ho. I done came over in a Range Rover and came on and you cuffed the hoe. My money long as a marathon. Uh-huh. Eating niggas, entree, all about that gunplay and I let it rip. Runway, talk money when you talk to me. If it ain't about cash, I don't talk for free. In the studios where I ought to be, cause the boy doing numbers like the lottery. Name one nigga that's hot as me, going hard. I'll flee that white girl on my property and I keep the green. Broccoli, balling hard and I'm living life. If it's worth it, I take the flight. Got the green and I got the white. These niggas trying to get hood straight. Balling hard and I'm living life. If it's worth it, I take the flight. Got the green and I got the white. These niggas trying to get hood striped. These niggas trying to get hood striped. These niggas trying to get hood striped. Got the green and I got the white. These niggas trying to get hood striped.
These niggas trying to get hood striped. These niggas trying to get hood striped. Got the green and I got the white. These niggas trying to get hood striped.
Hey, I'm a hood nigga on everything. Keep pounds of that Mary Jane. Living life, I can't complain. If I wanted to, I can make it rain. Assholes, I do my thing. Running through them like a choo-choo train. It's ridiculous, I can hit a chick and she coming back like a boomerang. My money long as an SUV, swag sick like an STD. Testing niggas like the OGT and I do the fool like ODB. Notice me when I'm stepping through, not the movie but guess who. It's young fool with a 22, just us two, I don't need a clue. Niggas hate when you getting dope, that's the reason I'm getting more. Don't call my phone if it's at the folks, I'm somewhere in that studio. Smoking weed on a turnpike, these niggas trying to earn stripe. Ballin' hard and I'm living life. If it's worth it, I take the flight. Got the green and I got the white. These niggas trying to get hood striped. Ballin' hard and I'm living life. If it's worth it, I take the flight. Got the green and I got the white. These niggas trying to get hood striped. These niggas trying to get hood striped. These niggas trying to get hood striped. Got the green and I got the white. These niggas trying to get hood striped.
These niggas trying to get hood striped. These niggas trying to get hood striped. Got the green and I got the white. These niggas trying to get hood striped.
Ballin' hard, got me cashing out. Got the game pregnant, I ain't pulling out. Huh? Grind on time and the money on time. I make the lean up with the limit at the line. 100,000 when I'm taking trips. Overseas now I'm taking pics. Foreign hoes say they love my dick, but my foreign hoes got me making flicks. Ballin' hard like the song said. Selling water to the woo head. I got bread and I love head, but I got butter and I let it spread. Selling green and white, that's alright. If you mix it up, that's a fucking fight. You ain't making money, better think twice. You only have one chance, it's a little fight. Sipping more wet, that's more sex, that's more eggs on the first jet. Nigga sweet, nigga cold tech. Got diamonds all in my Rolex. Moving weight like a boat flex. Got money, nigga, that's no stress. But ballin' hard, but ballin' hard, but ballin' hard, I'm so fresh.
Ballin' hard and I'm living life. If it's worth it, I take the flight. Got the green and I got the white. These niggas trying to get hood striped. Ballin' hard and I'm living life. If it's worth it, I take the flight. Got the green and I got the white. These niggas trying to get hood striped. These niggas trying to get hood striped. These niggas trying to get hood striped. Got the green and I got the white. These niggas trying to get hood striped.
These niggas trying to get hood striped. These niggas trying to get hood striped. Got the green and I got the white. These niggas trying to get hood striped.
Those work too. Those work too. Those work. Yeah. All right, man, we back. Y'all know what it is, man. 646-478-0944. This your boy E Max, man, and we are here. We'll talk radio, you know what I'm saying, and the studios, you know what I'm saying, trying to work out, you know, our sound scheme. And just trying to bring y'all some, you know, a little bit of motivation, some self-help. You know what I'm saying? You can find us online, too. You know what I'm saying? Just go to blogtalkradio.com and type in Hood Talk Radio, and it pops up. And just look for the one that's got the live sticker on it. And you know you can listen live. You can always go back in the archives and listen to any show that you missed. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we'll be here again every Wednesday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as long as, you know what I'm saying, the satellites and all that shit is in the right place, we'll be here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we on some other shit, but some other people be on some other shit too. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have our little star space exploration episodes, man, where we talk about some ufology and, you know what I'm saying, we're going to contact some ufologists to, you know what I'm saying, you know, possibly talk to the show. It's a lot of shit going on, man. We got these revolutionary people here. You know what I'm saying? Me, myself, I'm in the middle. I don't have a title. You know what I'm saying? My family, you know, trying to work hard and things of that nature. You know, and I advise everybody to be neighborly. It's possible. You ain't got to know your neighbor's business, but at least know them and be friendly to them. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to be a time where we're going to need somebody next to us now. You know what I mean? So try to be friendly. You know what I'm saying? You got to be soft to be friendly. Just say what's up. Nothing to it. We live in a time now where, you know what I'm saying, they, on one hand, they want us to give up all our guns and everything, but on the other hand, you know, we don't have to. You know what I'm saying? But according to their conclusion, we do, because we could be posing a threat to our own selves, to our own countrymen, and especially to, you know what I'm saying, our governmental leaders. So, you know what I'm saying, it's really about protecting them now. We're the enemy. I'm sorry, but we are. So as long as we fight amongst each other and shit, then we'll never have enough go power to, you know, make a stand if the time ever comes. Well, of course, y'all know, we talked about the FEMA camps. We weren't the first. We damn sure ain't the last, but it's on Saturday Night Live now. I mean, these motherfuckers is really making jokes about this shit, you know what I'm saying? There's more and more documentaries and shit coming out. I'm starting to hear people like, man, you hear about the motherfucking FEMA camps, and I just be laughing because we talked about this shit 3 years ago. And those people was laughing at us, too. So I don't feel like we laughing at you. We laughing with you because, you know, we was on the air for about, what, 2 years before we found out about the FEMA camps? So, hey, you know, there's a whole lot of shit that's out there that's waiting for you. They don't care about no damn jail overcrowding, man, because, number one, that's where they want you to go. Because they make more money with you in jail than you will out in damn money. So keep making it easy for them to make money off you one way or another. One way or another, you're going to work for somebody, you're going to work for yourself, and you're going to go to jail. So let's not take the road that's going to put us easily into their hands and make them, you know, give them a little bit more control. Because I bet you, if some shit jumped down, y'all be the first motherfuckers on the front line because you belong to them. All right? I'm sick and tired of seeing fat girls with tattoos on their asses. I'm a fat dude. It's not sexy. Some fat dudes, you know what I'm saying, they, oh, girl, you got all them damn tattoos all over your booty. Ooh, wee. But she got a hump, nigga. That ain't no booty. That's a hump. No, the booty is up under the hump. We got that the east side, west side. There's a sit out in the chairs and, you know, make her have to lean forward a little bit. That's not her. That's not her booty. She wears thong, and that part of the strap go up over that motherfucker. That's not her booty. That's her hump. We got a, believe it or not, we got a song, man, it's coming out called Mushroom. And, you know, it's for the guys and the girls, which y'all know, man, we, you know what I'm saying, we do, so it's pretty much, you know, talking to y'all. With the damn mushroom shit, you know, stop showing that shit off, that shit ain't pretty. Ain't cute. Your face might be cute. You might have some nice titties and some nice legs, but. You know, that tube around your stomach ain't pretty. You know what I'm saying? And my niggas, you know what I'm saying? I had to start doing my toe touches again because I started figuring out that my motherfucking shirt was pushing out in the front like they do. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm turning to a mushroom. So we got to get rid of them mushrooms, man. Because look, what if some shit jump off? You know what I'm saying? For real though, what if some shit jump off or tsunami come or something hit? Like here, and we got a head for the hips. How fast and how far will you get to make it on feet? You understand me? No, for real. How far could you make it on foot? You had to climb up those woods, and you had to climb up a couple ladders and shit to get to the top of a building to get away from the fucking water. Would you have enough strength to pick yourself up? You have enough energy and air in your motherfucking lungs. Okay? Come on, y'all. So I'm on that shit. I'm with them when they're talking about, you know, get yourself in shape and all that shit. Because that's exactly what I'm trying to do. But the first thing you got to do is curb your motherfucking appetite. You know what I'm saying? Before you start exercising and all that shit, don't believe the motherfucking hype that you ain't got to work out. Because I've seen plenty skinny niggas with motherfucking man boobs bigger than mine. And motherfuckers just swinging around and shit inside their t-shirts. And I'm looking at this motherfucker like, you lost some weight, man, but you didn't work out. You know, you forgot about your chest muscles and shit. You know, your stomach muscles, man. You can't do that. You're masculine, we're men. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna mess it up, son.
That's right. You're going to try to be sexy for the women, man. You got to tone that shit up. You got to break that shit down. So that's pretty much what the song's about. The mushroom. You know, we don't want to fuck with the mushroom. That little pink jogging suit you got on with booty on the back might look cute today. But if you invite me to come over to your house tonight and it don't look as good when you take them pants off, I don't know. Lordy, Lordy, you put them pants back on.
Yeah, like that.
Put them pants back on, baby. They're my favorite stretch pants. Put them back on. Them body shapers. Yeah, that's the girl I met in Stowe. Yeah, cut a hole in them right there. Right there. Yeah. Y'all know what it is, man. We don't get that shit. We can't do that. You know what I'm saying? It's indecent. Well, that's the walk around with body shapers, though. Although there are male persons that do.
Rick Ross.
Yeah, that motherfucker Rick Ross, man. Somebody need to slap him on that stomach.
Slap out.
Every time he come out with that bitch, I'll slap him on
that. You see that thing on the video, he got it set off.
Mm-hmm. And he got hair on his motherfucking chest, man. I don't know, you know, why niggas really think that shit.
I don't know, man. You know, something. I don't
know, man. Oh, man.
But it's scary.
I turned into an ape or something, man.
Unless the nigga just all, you know, real hair.
Yeah, man. Them hormones is a motherfucker. They're motherfucker, man.
I'm glad I ain't got no hair on my arm.
Man, I was like, damn, my leg.
Okay.
Hello. For real, man. I ain't shit. I only have to shake because I should be itching sometimes.
Man. Right.
I got none, but clean shaven.
Naturally.
So,
like,
I don't know, man. Bob,
you
know, I got hair on his back and shit, but no.
Yeah,
he's And I'm like, man, shit. Man, I'm telling y'all, but
y'all can grow them cool ass motherfucking goatees and shit. Y'all can shake them bitches up.
But you got to, man. If you got some shit growing on your face like that, you gotta keep that shit tight. I know when it's time to cut your shit, y'all should be burning and itching like a motherfucker. Cause these little stubbles that I get on my face be burning and itching. I can just imagine what y'all need to go through. So I'm thankful. I'm thankful. But, you know, y'all niggas that like to cut all y'all facial hairs off and shit, you know, there's something wrong with y'all. You know? Yeah, it is. There's something fucking wrong with you, man.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with you, motherfuckers. Have it in the motherfuckers. Want to say S's and P's and all proper and shit. I can't even talk like that for real. I can be courteous. But I don't know how to talk properly. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? This is me. I don't even try. This is me.
Hey,
man. I was born that way. In the hood.
Jeez.
So that's the main part about, you know, living life, man. You got to be yourself. You know what I'm saying? Stop trying to be like other people and shit. And, you know, a lot of these young cats out here, man, they jumping around doing stupid shit, you know what I'm saying, impress their friends, you know what I'm saying? Their friends looking at them like, you an ill nigga, you a stupid nigga, man. But they laughing at you, you know what I'm saying, because of the dumb shit you're doing to get attention. And it starts at a very young age, because you can look out your window and hear all these motherfucking kids cussing, screaming, and hollering. There ain't nowhere for these motherfuckers to go. And when they go, they like to get together and fight. So, and these stupid-ass motherfucking so-called community leaders know that shit. So, they'll have two motherfucking security guards in a place that hold 500 motherfucking teenagers and shit and think they're going to keep some type of order. Oh, we got a fucking, what they call it, a gun scanner. We can scan anything. They'll detect it. So fucking what? Motherfuckers get in jail and shit. You know what I'm saying? So come on with that bullshit, man. A rec center? Need more security in that motherfucking rec center. And all them cops y'all laying off. Let them motherfuckers walk around and get part-time hours in the rec center. You know what I mean? Still be on the force. You know what I'm saying? Got your gang in the city and all posted up, just walking around doing nothing. There's a vice cops. There's a gang in there now. You know what I'm saying? So let them motherfucking gang in the niggas walk around in the club. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know, community centers.
No.
You know what I'm saying? The motherfuckers are doing double time. Today we detectives. Tomorrow we gang unit investigator. Okay. What about the case we set up yesterday? We get back to it, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, make better use of the motherfucking security forces that, you know what I'm saying, the people that do work and pay taxes for, and the federal government that kick in the little aid to house the inmates by providing the state with money, you know what I'm saying, that disperse it to the county, which come from the city. So you got to use that money a little bit more wisely, man. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of this shit will go away. You know, they don't like to see us in their neighborhoods and shit. Give us some shit in our own fucking platoon. You want to keep niggas away from your shit, let us have our motherfucking own. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, we can't always, you know, let the motherfuckers give us what they want us to have. You know what I'm saying? We got to be able to find what we want, where we are. So you got to speak up and say, hey, you know, how come we can't have, you know what I'm saying, a Bellies next door to the rallies? Or a MacDiva. Or a McDougal. You know what I'm saying? McDougal's barbecue. A couple doors down from the McDonald's. You know what I mean? Give people some options, man. Let us create our own options, in other words. Because believe it or not, now I'm talking to those people, black and white, and Mexican, and Chinese, and Russian, in German, in Pakistani, in Israeli, all you motherfuckers, millionaires, billionaires, that can sign shit in the law,
I'm talking to y'all motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? A lot of y'all got everybody fucked up because the ones that's above y'all hand down some bullshit and y'all get to be the ones to put the shit on the motherfucking menu, which means you gotta come up with the recipe that's gonna make the motherfucking food look good. It tastes good going down to you. Go home and try the shit.
And it won't come out. And you're like, ooh, that shit fucked me up.
But just because you prestigious, you still go back and eat that garbage. You just try to get another piece of plate. Something different than you had it last time, but it still come out the same way. You had to go by and spend a whole lot of motherfucking money to get out of that damn predicament. Think about it. And another thing I want to talk about, man, I've been noticing this shit a lot. I'm probably not the first one, but I'm sorry, I don't watch that much TV. Is it me, or when the commercial come on one station, it come on all your favorite stations at the same fucking time? That's one. And two, how come every motherfucking commercial that come on is selling you something? Why is it that we don't get, come over here, advertisement like a motherfucker, man?
That's what they pay to, that's why they pay to get that video made.
Man,
like they always shit.
To sell the motherfucking shit. And right now, Chrysler, man, they shit us off that chain. They should just give everybody,
they probably grinding that to back with,
They're doing it. Chrysler got some large live ass commercials for their cars and shit. Do it too. But then when you see the motherfuckers on the road, you be like, hell no, that's it. That Buick's nice though, and I give it to Chrysler for that 300 on the outside. I don't have one, and I would like one, but it had to be a certain one, and the Charger too, because those look good, but I happened to go online and, you know, type them in, and I went to trackandroad.com, and you gotta have a Hemi, and definitely that, but they had one that was a Hemi, and they had one that wasn't, and one that didn't have a Hemi, you know what I'm saying, had a different suspension because of the weight difference in the motor. So, yeah, that one wasn't good, you know what I'm saying, for like inner city driving and shit. Like if you live out in Bedford or something, or you know, Walton Hills or somewhere out in there where they take care of their roads and shit, it's cool to have one. But you live on 153rd off Kinsman, you know what I'm saying? And your shit gonna be fucked up after a year or two. So, you know, y'all gotta be careful and be choosy about what vehicle you pick and which model. Because that model do make a difference, man. You might pay a couple extra dollars for that XST, you know what I'm saying, or that XLT, or that LTR, that X71, you know, that G90S. Whatever. Pay that shit, man. Pay it. This do make a difference. One-wheel drive, all-wheel drive. It's about $2,000 difference. Pay that $2,000, man, so you won't take this shit up in the wintertime. You know what I'm saying? Do that. Do it for your boy, man, right here. Real Talk Radio, man. It's your boy, Eve. We're going to get back to some natural born bosses. You know what I'm saying? That's what y'all want to hear, and that's what we're doing. Yeah, right now, I'm actually looking forward. This new. We gonna play as we're going bosses and we'll be back in a minute.
It's a boy boss shit, you know? Been doing this shit, man. Been counting racks. Huh?
Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
Bands
falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
Bands
falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
And I still love being down chucked up snow.
My
pockets can't fit no more. So it's bands on the floor. Kizo cooking hella coat. Extra grams, that's for sure. 12,000 in my Mac jeans, they won't stuff no more. So it's bands on the car floor, no need to call no more. Down that pack, I sack my racks. Back at the store, I'm dubbing packs. Spit racks on them gags. Natural bosses stay strapped. Loud packs, grams of that. Rose, we popping that. Rest in peace, my nigga Snap. Free Fat Maggie coming back. Like good coke, I bring it back. It's all about the water spin. I ain't trying to see the pen. Free my nigga Lil D. Got 50 racks in the bed. Tax free, tax free. Ask your bitch about me. I been ran these streets. The 13th got me feeling like I am the street. Made a killing in the drought. Shiesty Stones was passed out. Me and Jay work, moving work, all on the words. That's the first with bad bitches, wear no panty underskirts. Niggas slinging hella dope, even skiing off the coat. Keys will never go broke, cause coke I know how to blow. With 56 in the pot, got 84 coming out. That's an extra 28, a free zip in your face. Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more. Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more. Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
And I still love being down, shut up slow.
Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more. Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more. Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
And I still love being down, shut up slow.
Work plus coke equal good stove. I seen a lot of extra grams standing over stoves. All them profits, now my pockets can't fit no more. To the point it's bands, bands falling on the floor. Trying to fit 13 in my true jeans. My life a movie, call it Friday the 13th. My cousin Kizo made a killing on the 13th. That money came in good off that cocaine. Pow wow stink like an old clog sink. But the quarter break down and slow cook heat. Cause this shit right here is strictly for the fiends. My niggas tryna get this money by any means. And we playing chess, so niggas better guard the queen. Checkmate for a nigga who tryna fiend. Put a couple on your head, money ain't a thing. He's a birthday, spent a couple on that rosé. Turned around and spent a couple on artillery. The matching watches shine even during nighttime. You wanna get your money up, just stay on your grind. Cause natural bosses got bands plus overtime.
Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more. Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more. Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
And I still love being down, shut up slow.
Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more. Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more. Bands falling on the floor, my pockets can't fit no more.
And I still love being down, shut up slow.
All right, that's all right.
Yeah, this is boy, man. We back. And just talking a little smack. It's about to be that 10 o'clock hour, like in about a half a second. There it is. You know what I'm saying? 646-478-0944. This is your boy, E. Max, man. And we broadcasting live out here in Bedford, Ohio. And the studios, y'all know what's up. Doing our 1-2 on the Wednesday night, man. It's gone for a little while, but we back, we back. You know what I'm saying? The music's still popping on Friday nights. We got some new shit for you. You know what I'm saying? New format and everything. So, y'all know how it go, man. Just stay in touch. You know what I'm saying? We thank y'all for tuning in online. Trying to crank those numbers back up, man. We got some shit to do. You know what I mean? So, I want y'all to do is stay clear on what you're trying to accomplish in life and make sure you know where you're trying to go. Because if you don't, you ain't going to ever get there. All right? You got to start out first, take the first step. Let's try to gather in your mind what you're trying to do. Prepare yourself. When I say prepare your motherfucking self, man, I mean you gotta be ready. You gotta be ready. So let that shit happen. Let it be. Now the other shit will come, like, you know what I'm saying, easy to you. Because if you don't, then I'm sorry. It ain't gonna never work out. This is how life is. You gotta say go. You know what I'm saying? Let yourself be part of your own little crew, man. You know what I'm saying? Be the smart one. Which has to, you know, talk to your dumbass friends, you know. Because I always say shit, I heard it too, but I like to repeat it. You know what I'm saying? If you hang around a lot of dumbass niggas, if you hang around 9 dumbass niggas, and who said that shit? Was it a bald-head comedian that make everybody laugh? The one used to write for Rich Pryor. I can't think of his name right now. But he was like, if you hang around 9 dumbass niggas, Charles Munch, you said it. You know what I'm saying? You hang around 9 dumbass niggas, you a 10. So... I ain't no dumbass nigga. That's what you motherfucker saying out there. I ain't no dumbass nigga. But if you hang around 9 dumbass niggas, you number 10. Alright? But somebody has to do, gotta be smarter than everybody else, you know what? And one motherfucker gonna be the toughest, one gonna be the slickest, one gonna be the smartest, and one gonna be the dumbest. So that's 4 motherfuckers, okay? The other 6, y'all niggas just whatever. You know what I'm saying? But the first 4, y'all motherfuckers battling for the top spot. Because the slickest nigga can get y'all into some shit y'all can get out of. The smartest nigga can calculate the shit and figure out how it's gonna work. You know what I'm saying? But you know, the toughest nigga, he wanna try to bully everybody and listen to what he gotta say. But he might be part of the number 6 gang. Because he could be stupid as fuck, but he's stronger than everybody. And this real smart nigga who's just smart, they can read and write and add and do all that shit and just amaze all his other dumbass friends. Damn, nigga, you know what that means? Yeah, nigga, I just read, nigga. And that's what you hear. That's what you see. But his friend reading on some shit don't encourage him to do shit. He just figured, wow, that's cool that my nigga know how to read. But then go and try to find a job. What's up? You need somebody to put some shit on the shelf? That's why our fucking our damn job rate is so low. All these niggas are standing around the corner and selling weed. Watch and sell dope to a nigga that go around neighborhood washing everybody's cars on the curb with a clean water. All I need is a bucket of clean water, homie, I got you. And you do a good ass job though. But it don't click in his mind and save up enough money, go find him a little empty hole in the wall. You know what I'm saying? Call it his own. It's easier to do that. Just riding around, you know what I'm saying, catching a little here and there. You know what I'm saying? That's
some fucked up mentality thinking and shit, man. I gotta get up out of that. You know, it was so good to see that it's a hole that can be filled by the right person in this motherfucking city. And I honestly guarantee that it'll put people in a place where they won't want to leave. And I believe that's what the motherfuckers is afraid of, man. They don't want us to be, you know, on point and all fuck. Because I swear, top dog security, I don't know what the fuck their purpose is, because they just pretty much they hang out with the niggas. You know what I'm saying? They hang out with them. So, what is it all for? You know what I mean? I need to know, you know, outside telling motherfuckers to get off the corner and shit, or stand on the corner with them, chopping it up. What the fuck? They just, what is they patrolling? You know what I'm saying? What are they patrolling? Because they ain't doing nothing but riding around looking like they used to be cops or security guards, you know what I'm saying? You know, acting like they the boys, you know what I'm saying? But you go outside that motherfucking project area or whatever area they supposed to be on security at, man, they ain't really doing shit. You know what I'm saying? They ain't doing shit. You know what I'm saying? In some places, man, you can see them just posted up. But where I stay, man, the motherfuckers ride around all night long. You know what I'm saying? Because these kids, and I ain't talking about grown niggas. I'm talking about kids, man, teenagers. Motherfuckers that went to the prime and graduated from high school and this and that and other. They ain't go to motherfucking college, man. They ain't doing shit. They're standing on the corner. Boys and girls are like walking around with their ass cheeks hanging out now because they got them booty pants. And I'm like, damn, y'all. Ain't nobody saying nothing to their motherfucking kids. Y'all just letting them run wild like beasts. Go outside and play. Now they so used to hearing that shit. That's all they do is go outside and play. They ain't got no library down there because ain't nobody said nothing about no motherfucking library. And the library that they got down there, where is it? You know what I'm saying? So, oh, this one right there on 30th. Okay. I'm going to go over there and look to see where it is because I can't see it. You can't just walk to it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of motherfuckers can't walk. A lot of people ain't going to be able to make it to that library over there. They know that shit. It's a way of life, man. You got to be careful. You know what I'm saying? Be careful what you do. Careful what you say to people nowadays, and that's fucked up because, you know, you really can't express yourself on what you're thinking or what you're feeling. You know what I'm saying? Without having to have a pistol in your pocket just in case you got to fight back. A motherfucker that got a pistol in your pocket don't like that you said something about them being ignorant towards you or your property. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the crises we facing, you know what I'm saying, in this city. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to talk about everybody else. I'm here to talk about this city, Cleveland, Ohio, because the shit that's going on is fucking getting outrageous and just don't seem like nobody's doing nothing about it. And that's what we're here for. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to make some type of noise so that, you know, the people, you know what I'm saying, will get the fucking message, man. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to go to college, man, but hell, at least get into something that can teach you some type of damn discipline or order. You might have grew up without your mom, or you might grew up without your dad or whatever, but that ain't no motherfucking reason for you to be no ass. You know what I'm saying? If you don't give a fuck about your life like that, nigga, or you think other people do, you keep on being that way and see how motherfucking far it leads you. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're one of the people that, you know what I'm saying, the creator going to turn into, you know, a Paul. Your name's Junebug. But then by the time you turn 29 or 30, you have been in so much shit. And life never crossed before your mind until one day. And then you wake up and decide you want to be a preacher. You know what I'm saying? So those things, I'm afraid, my friend, won't get you into heaven. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to pay for what you've done. You might not have been in jail somewhere, somehow. That's just how life turned around. You know what I'm saying? You can't sell dope and be a cook all your motherfucking life. and think you're going to run to God and everything is going to be okay. I'm going to tell you that's not the way it works. You know what I'm saying? It's not like that, dude. It's not like that. So y'all get it out your mind that you ain't got nothing to live for. Get it out your mind that somebody else care about your life more than you do. You know what I'm saying? If you don't care about your shit, then who else will? You know what I'm saying? So y'all niggas think about that shit. And I just want to say, what's up to Al Porter? We want to send shouts out to Blood and Restless Radio. And like I said, man, we back on there. We're going to be talking about some cool shit. We got some new shit for you. And this your boy, Max M, and D right here. I'm chilling. And shit just going to get better and better and better. So y'all stay in touch. It is Hood Talk Radio. And you know, Friday night, make it 10. We'll be back with Hood Tunes Radio, where we play local artists and local music. You know what I'm saying? We put music from everywhere. We still get music in. Thank God for that. Because a lot of people, I guess, just probably fell off or whatever. But no, sometimes, you know what I'm saying, you got to take a vacation. When you work 365 days a week, you know, a year, excuse me, you know, you want to give you look forward to that motherfucking week off. You know what I'm saying? So you get that week off and you take it and you do everything you want to do for the whole year. You couldn't do it. Lay around, chill out, and this and that, the other, block the group. So, you know, I mean, that's pretty much what we have to do sometimes, man. But we back, we at work, and we got some new shit coming up for you, man. We got some little five few things. Take a few more notes, and we'll be able to bring y'all some shit. I hope y'all know, and if you don't, start looking into this UFO shit, because this motherfucker's talking about they sighting shit all over the world. But you got to test it and see if that shit is for real. Because we always knew that we wasn't the only ones in this motherfucker, man. With the planets that they told us that we had. But a lot of people don't know that way back in the day, like in the 70s, when they cranked up the Hubble telescope, they had that bitch backwards. So they couldn't see shit. So they shut it down and they fixed it and reversed the motherfucking glass and turned that bitch back on and found out that it was more than, you know, 9 or 10 planets in our solar system. Right now, they don't even know. We're surrounded by fucking shit. So, what the fuck is that? So there's a lot of shit going on with the moon. Everybody trying to make it up to the moon. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, you know, something up there. You know, everybody trying to get out to Mars. You know what I'm saying? They saying we've been there already. You know what I'm saying? But what they tell us and what they do, we probably won't even know for about 20, 30 more years. Because the shit they're doing now, they talked about it and they speculated about it. And talked about it like it was some, you know, bullshit 30, 40 years ago. Now we have it. So just pay attention to shit. Keep your eyes on the ball. And when that motherfucker coming to your tracking song, knock it in the hole. All right, that's your advice from your boy, Max. Girls, you know what I'm saying? Ladies, women, you know what I'm saying? When you go into the grocery stores, you know, try to keep your motherfucking competitive ass, you know, outside in the car. Because, you know, motherfuckers being in the grocery store competing for the deli counter. They'll bust you out the motherfucking way and run you over and get to the deli counter first. And down the same aisle, same shit, put some milk, whatever. Y'all gotta have some type of motherfucking grocery store etiquette. And, you know, leave that dumb girl shit alone. Too much weed is too much fucking weed, okay? If you get your hair done with all that green, blue, and purple shit in it, Friday night, it should be gone by Monday. That's too fucking long, Saturday and Sunday. And then your coworkers, because you talked about it all last week, I'm going to get my hair done with all these motherfucking colors. Since they didn't see that shit Friday and Saturday and
might
Sunday.
Might let you spoil it Monday.
Might let you spoil it Monday, but don't bring that bitch back to work Tuesday. If you got a job, you should be able to have enough money to get your motherfucking hair done. Get your motherfucking hair done, let that be that. If your shit is pink on Thursday, and not, it should not be pink on Monday, okay? Fuck that.
It was cute with your little black round frames. Thursday morning when you went to work and Friday night when you went to the club and Saturday night when you went to the other club. And Sunday when you went to church, it was looking kind of fucked up, but you managed it. But when you go back to work Monday, your shit better be brown or black. You should have did that shit Sunday morning before you went to church. Change that shit. That shit ain't always fire. Or at least go on the other side of town with that shit. You know what I mean? I don't understand this Trent philosophy. You know what I'm saying? The way they doing shit now. They had their pants all up in the crack of their ass. You know, little dirt spots. When the shit rubbing together started to come out if you got on white. So, hey, man, I don't know. Think about that shit, y'all. Y'all got old women pulling their pants up in their ass. You know, like that. Think about that shit, y'all. You know, what the fuck y'all doing with that one? I don't know. Because they don't remember the yeast infection. You know what I'm saying? A real nigga know he care about that shit. You don't want to hit nothing like that. You know? So, and ladies, don't think every time your dude look at a chick, they got her pants up in her ass like that. You know, that he's looking at it like, You know what I'm saying? Sometimes in this man to be like, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. That's nasty. You know what I'm saying? You driving, you going to the club one night, and that's how you want to sit, okay? But you just kicking it down the street. Are you standing at the bus stop? My niggas looking dusty don't work either. You know what I'm saying? Believe it or not, people can tell whether or not you take care of yourself just by how you dress, you know what I'm saying, and what you do. You stand at a bus stop and your pants hanging down to your fucking knees and shit. You don't take care of yourself. You probably stink. Young niggas don't know nothing about cologne or nothing because when you go to the A-Rap store and shit, they look at long rack. It's always full. Gucci man even rap about cologne, nigga. Put some shit on. Kanye West rap about cologne, nigga, because you smell just like that Kush we just smoked. Everybody talk about putting on cologne. Even that motherfucking 2 Chainz, he's my rapping ass nigga. He talk about wearing cologne and shit. You know what I'm saying? So think about your hygiene and all of that shit, man. Wash your hair. You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't want to take baths and shit. So that's pretty much, man. You know, what the whole thing is to take the first step is first wash your motherfucking ass and wash your hair and shit. Niggas just get their hair braided and shit, and that's when they wash it. Because the girl who braids your hair told you, wash your shit before you come over my house. Because you don't want to braid that shit that be coming off your scalp. Now, you know what I'm saying, my nigga? Wash your motherfucking ass for real. I don't give a fuck how young he is. These young motherfuckers out here cussing and screaming out. I've seen about 7 to 8 little young niggas. They couldn't have been no older than 10. It was about 6 or 7 of them. They out here boxing with this dude. He was about 16 or 17. And they was calling him an old nigga. And they was getting at his ass, too. They was getting at his ass. And he thought he was doing circus. He was bigger and stronger than him. He was smacking him around when they all grabbed right up on his ass at one time. He could have punched with maybe 1 or 2 of them. The rest of them was getting his ass. Whoop, 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 whoop. So then he just grabbed one of the niggas and wrestled him to the ground. And the rest of them just did what? They started kicking him and shit. Anyway, all y'all niggas think y'all got me. They was playing, but they was really letting that motherfucker know, nigga. Oh, man. So there was a little nigga riding past with his bike was a little older than them. Older than the 16-year-old. He told him, man, leave them little young niggas alone. That shit is funny as hell. I'm laughing because, you know, we didn't get that shit when we was growing up, man. If it was an old nigga fucking with some young niggas, man, eventually he was going to get this shit tore up. And that was that.
You know what I'm saying? A motherfucker might be riding past on his bike. He might stop to see whether they playing or whether they serious. But he ain't gonna say nothing to the motherfucker because, you know, he knows I don't give a fuck. One nigga against six niggas is not gonna look good unless you can throw them hands like Clint Eastwood and shoot bullets. He hit a nigga at one time, even the score. But I don't know about six. Bruce Lee, you know, that movie shit was, you know, scripted. You know what I'm saying? Even the Ip Man, them motherfuckers would run up to him one at a time or two. And he was good when it came to three or four of them. He was that skilled. But the average motherfucker on the street, you know, we ain't got it like that. We throw blows at niggas like, look, look, because I don't want to fight for them all the time. I'm going to try to knock you out. You quick in the motherfucker and strong. Because you get four niggas off you, if you don't drop them all, you still got to think about them other two. And then the mother one, what if they don't get up? What if they get up? You still got four more motherfuckers coming at you.
Drop the first two. You ain't dropping the second two.
No.
But they going to have the second one.
You kick, start kicking niggas in the nuts. And then she
don't kick the mother two niggas up.
Right.
Come on, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's get it. Hey, that's the two niggas you drop first, though. They go first again.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all know. After a while, though, six motherfuckers, man, they come at the same time. All that movie shit go out the door. You biting and scratching and kicking. that motherfucker Muhammad Ali and Mike Tyson shit go out the door. You change the WWE or UCF, one of the mixed martial arts motherfuckers. You get as far as start doing more than one style. That's all I'm saying. She use every style that your grasshopper touch it. That's the way it is, man. It's just pretty much, man, that's just what we see. That's what we know, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of people might look down on how we live, but hey, it don't even matter. It's where you're at, man. You know what I'm saying? People going to be people. You know what I'm saying? So you can see fucking motherfuckers. Look on the damn internet and see all the motherfucking rich people out there. Maybe they mansion yards fighting and shit. Over stupid shit. I'm cutting my grass and your blades get in my driveway. You are that type of shit. You know what I mean? It's all over the fucking place, man. But it just goes back to, you know what I'm saying, what we getting, what we have, and what we know. You know what I'm saying? And what we know is more important than who we know, believe me. Because just because you know some people, man, I don't mean, you know what I'm saying? They're going to do something. That's right. So if you know something, then you should know how to, you know, at least start the ball rolling. Because I always believe it's better to make enough noise to bring a motherfucker to you than to chase a motherfucker around making noise. You know what I'm saying? So if you make enough noise, a motherfucker will come to you. And it ain't no good chasing a motherfucker around. I don't give a fuck how good you think you is. And whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? If you think you can start your business by running to the government trying to get some money, then by all means, do it. But if you believe that you can do it on your own and build it up to a place where it'll all make sense to you, then by all means, do that. But eventually, along the way, you're going to need some help, especially you going into business. Anytime you're trying to improve yourself, you're going to need a little help. So let's not forget the help that we get. You know what I'm saying? Never forget that. It's your boy, Max the Image Man, alongside Andy B. Out here at Hood Talk Radio, Andy B Studios. Man, we doing what we do on a Wednesday night. Don't forget, Friday nights, Saturday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Cleveland time. We got Hood Tunes Radio. And on Monday nights, it's Al Porter Jr.'s Man in the Streets. So we're going to let y'all ride out with some cool-ass listening music. So that's pretty much all I'm going to say today, man. So y'all can ride out with your boy E-Max, man. Appreciate y'all for listening in. We'll be back next week.
tune out. I hope you call up, man, and shit. Say what you need to say. You know what I'm saying? And quit arguing with me on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to even get into that no more, but you started, I'm going to say something. Other than that, you know what I'm saying? I love you all, and we'll be back next week. Let the song take out the show. And this your boy Max, please.
Wanna go.
Alright, y'all know what it is, man. It's your boy Max. We're gonna sign off for the night. We'll be back Friday night, 8 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Doing what we do right here at the Hood Tunes Radio. A lot of families, network family of shows, so y'all be easy tonight, man. Don't be trying to get no more show, but you know, it's hard to say that to me, but it's no care. But to all my people that do, y'all know what it is. Stay strong, keep your head up, and don't take no rusty niggas, fuck a wood nigga. That bitch rusty is in the bank, underwater. Let it be shiny, man. Y'all be cool. Peace.